right.
You can go ahead and disclose.
Okay. I will disclose. I have no relationship financially or other interest in this particular, as a result of this. What is going on here? Okay, let's try. Okay. That's what you get
trust.
For being impatient, huh?
Trust.
Yeah, trust. Interesting. I'm going to talk about that. Okay. Thank you. That's fine. I am currently at Western Michigan University. The research, however, came out of my past life before July 1 when I was chair of St. Mary's College, Notre Dame, Indiana. That's South Bend area. Right next to the border. No conflicts, no commercial support. What I hope to do is talk today about an exemplar of a community college partnership that's been ongoing for 4 years, and because they can't all be here for a lot of reasons right now, I just want you to know who they are. Besides myself, Aunt Andrea Johnson, African-American woman who's major civic leader in the area and one of the founding members of the South Bend chapter of the Indiana Black Expo, was part of this, as was Adriana Garces-Petty, who was the executive director of the Minority Health Coalition. Objectives. Oh, we have to do this, don't we? Nursing at its best. I will just tell you about the partnership and some of the data, and hopefully look at future possibilities with this. So in the beginning, we initially met as a community connections advisory committee. St. Mary's was big into trying to network with people in the community. They had actually a committee for that. And I have to say, initially when I became involved, I wasn't sure what my role was going to be, but certainly I was smart enough to listen and hear the voice of people around the table. There were about 25 to 28 at any one time. And look for some linkages that might be possible in the community. Now, I'm a public health nurse by background, so this was certainly my ears were perked up. I'm also always interested in whether students can benefit from a service learning opportunity where they actually have a structured experience that combines community service with preparation and reflection. And we wanted to acknowledge the partnerships that already existed, and that partnership was pretty strong between the Black Expo Group and Minority Health Coalition. So I was odd man out coming in. But we did work together to conceive this idea of an involvement of the three entities. So we were quite hopeful that we could do good things. And I have to say that I really recommend this website, the Community Campus Partnerships for Health, University of Washington, and I can give you that site afterwards as well. The community partnerships build on the capacity of the community and higher education, engage us as partners, look at service learning, which is important to the colleges and university, recognize and reward the community-based teaching, research, and service that is ongoing, and develop partnerships. And I think you'll see that we did fairly well in all of those. I don't want to read all of these, but I want to say a few words. One of the things that was very important was that the partnership have a specific purpose. And our purpose was clearly delineated as the part that we were going to be involved with was around healthcare and around what was going to happen in terms of an infusion of healthcare teaching and screening in an annual event, Juneteenth, which was going on in the community on a regular basis. So that's what they were asking us to be involved in, and we agreed to that. We then set out the mission, which they were very clear. They wanted to raise the awareness of the people in the African American community of the problems that they all recognized to some extent as being larger in that population. So they knew their blood pressure was higher than other people, other groups, their weight was a problem. So they were the ones that came up with that. We then looked at what our assets were, and my asset at that point was manpower, more importantly woman power, because St. Mary's is a Catholic women's college, and all three partners, leaders in the partnership, were women as well. So it was a good mix, and we had money. That was one of our claims to fame, at least the first year. We were good at communicating, and we did not always see eye to eye, so I'm going to talk about that just a little bit. But we certainly shared a great deal in the partnership, and I failed to put in here a little newspaper article that talked about our ability to pull this off. So we were certainly interested in the outcome of having people come out of our program who were certainly culturally competent and responsive to community awareness. We hoped that we might plant a seed about diversity in our workforce because we were dealing, being seen by the children in the community, and we did something specifically around raising their awareness of healthcare professionals. They were given some access to healthcare and where to go in the future. And I think we accomplished a little bit. We're on our way in terms of community development. I'm going to go a little faster here. So Juneteenth is the event we planned around, and we've done this for 4 years. The first year was in 2005. At that time, we focused on, because it was their interest, we focused on children. They had a youth day, which was a Friday, in which children from the community and from summer camps came to this particular event. Again, goals were clear. We were to enhance their awareness and give them the benefit of a little bit of screening. We were also trying to enhance our intercultural leadership between the students and the community. We were also able to get a small grant, which paid mainly for equipment. We were a little shy on everything from blood pressure cuffs of adequate numbers, pediatric blood pressure cuffs in particular, models, body models, so we could talk about the heart and what was a good heart and what was not a good heart, and kind of the effects of sugar, as they would say. So we were building here. Wanted to focus on the tools, and I want to talk about some of the tools that I think we found particularly useful in this project. And one was how we would establish collaborative relationships. We had the communication system through what is known as the Center for Women's Intercultural Leadership at St. Mary's, and they were excellent at reaching out to the community leaders. And the first collaboration one was really strictly between myself as the faculty member and later chair of the department and the community leaders from those two areas. And it was my intent that we make sure that this was something we could really do before I involved the students and got hopes up too high. Students had been involved then in planning once we made the decision to do this. Healthy People 2010 is certainly a key part to our curriculum, and they get that right away in their first semester. And so they understood that that was a good place to start. These nursing students were enrolled in the accelerated BSN program because they were and at Juneteenth, it's summer, and they were the students who were going to be around. So about half of them were graduating end of July, and the other half were brand new. They had just started health assessment in May. All were familiar with Healthy People 2010, though, and the issue of disparity, because that's part of an overriding intro course that we have. We really found out that being inclusive was very important, but also getting through differences was important. We had different views of our capabilities. They wanted us to do a lot more than we could with the numbers of people we had. And there were only certain things that we could pay for. I knew that I could get a little grant money from the Center for Women's Intercultural Leadership through Lilly Monies. We had Lilly Monies at that time. And so we really did have to kick this out and say, you know, I only have X number of people, and we can only do these things, and I can't pay for all those things you want, but these are the things I can pay for. So we did have to get through those differences. We negotiated, and we had to renegotiate every year because the health fair would change in some respect every year. So I think we were fortunate. The first year we had a bigger bucket than we had the other years, but we still did a good job. I think the older students were the ones then, the final year students, they did a lot of the planning and organization, figured out what we would do if something were found abnormal, where would we send people, which was an important part of this, and how would we best serve their needs in terms of giving them appropriate materials around particularly diabetes, high blood pressure. Leadership development was important. Certainly all members of the initial group were respected for their input, but more importantly, I think we shared the desire to involve our nursing students and really give them the opportunity to be leaders, and everybody was very supportive of that. We also, in terms of the community governance, the active participation of the Minority Health Coalition was very important, as was the Black Expo chapter. We honored their wishes in terms of providing for the health aspects of their event. And the data went back to the community, actually first went to the community. Now, I wanting to be the one that saw the data and wanted my chance at it, had to learn to just be patient. It was not my data, it was their data, and they would give it to me when they darn well pleased. And it was always, you know, I never knew, they gave me every piece of it, but that notion, as you know, when you're trying to collect data, of letting it go to somebody else's hands before it ever comes to yours was certainly one of the things I had to overcome in terms of control. Were we going to build a sustainable relationship with these people? What was going to happen after this event? Would we be back? Would we help with any future directions? Those were things that we went through every year, and every year we made that decision to go back, we're working on future directions at this point. I just want to share with you a little bit of the data. As I mentioned, that first year was a very child-focused year. Kids enrolled in summer camps around the city came in, so we ended up with a nice pool of about 130 kids total who came through. It was a lesson in chaos. There were 7 students involved that summer. One of the things we learned is that the younger students, if they didn't have notice of this, would tend to be gone that weekend, because Juneteenth tends to follow or be right the day before Father's Day. And that's been an issue that has continued to be a problem. So they determined the health issues, what they might do given the information they had, and how well they were going to be able to screen and inform. We did posters, of course, and I was always I had the 2 women from Minority Health Coalition and the Black Expo come and look at their posters and help them a little bit with this notion of not so many words, not, you know, make a good picture. It speaks highly to people. We did a health career bingos game, which was fun, with prizes. We did heights and weights, BMIs later on, blood pressures, and we gave incentives. The incentives were they had little stickers, and they would get anything from a bottle of water to a fruit snack or raisins. One year we did have also, I think this was the year of frozen lemonade treats. The data was a little scary. This is just frequencies, and I'm going to just be kind of brief about this. But the important thing to notice is the number of kids who actually fell into potential risk, probable risk of high blood pressure in this population. I was taken aback. In fact, as the numbers were coming in, I'd say, "Let me take that blood pressure." And I couldn't believe it. It was, I don't know what all of the extenuating circumstances are, but to the data. But certainly, some of these kids were really wound up. But they still should have had a normal blood pressure. The second year, we got into kind of a mix. We no longer had the Friday. They took away the Friday. With the just kids, and they made it a Saturday-Sunday day. And so we, at that point, had to be inclusive. Adults were going to be there as well as children. We had a smaller budget, and we had an adult population to deal with. So there were some changes that were made. I'm going to go into this quicker. The blood pressures here were a little bit more normal, but if you total up what's going on here, again, you're looking at frequencies of people who actually came to have their blood pressure taken. This is nearly a third of the population was someplace between pre-hypertensive and hypertension 2 levels as defined by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood. So again, high incidence and a very interesting situation with those that were presenting at levels of hypertension 2, phase level 2, in terms of counseling them and getting them to go see somebody. We actually were lucky enough to have those people consent to give us their name and way we could contact them, and we actually followed up to see if we could do anything more for them. Again, in terms of BMIs, they were certainly more than the usual level of overweight and obese. I never liked that overweight thing myself. But the obese and extremely obese were the ones that we were very concerned about. And we have gone in since 2006 and done a couple of programs with the Martin Luther King Neighborhood Centers around children and obesity, healthy snacks, and new exercises. So we actually used that data in public health nursing then to go on and develop some potential interventions. I went over that. I'm going to skip that. In 2007, we were pretty much repeating what we were doing, found that we had lost some data, needed to refine our strategies, but it was hot. And I really think that affected what we were seeing. And as a result, people were uncomfortable, and I think the levels were high, but still one needed to look at, are they not adapting for some reason? Our numbers were not as good this year either, so it was of concern to me that it might be a little tilted, if you will. But again, large numbers of people overweight, obese, and extremely obese. The fourth year was a change in leadership for all parties, and we managed to have people in the three agencies take over the role that the other three of us had to give up. I moved to Western. Minority Health Coalition Executive Director actually came to St. Mary's, and Andrea Johnson became ill. And we had to get another member from the Black Expo. It was not a good year. It was very inclement weather, rained part of the day. There were some problems there, and also our funding ended. They did go on ahead and do one more of this particular health fair, and what you see in terms of BMI categories is sort of around those same issues, the 2, 3, and 4 indicating that we still had those numbers repeating themselves. Again, blood pressure high. Okay, I have to stop, but I think what I want to do is just put up this slide as we learned things that there were strengths and challenges to this. The students learned a lot, I think, about dealing with minority health and actually saw it firsthand. The community loved it. They loved the interaction. The students were just awed because they were nursing students, and some people really got excited about having somebody talk to them that was a real that was a student and they could relate to. The challenges are going to be the issue of sustainability, and we'll look at that over the next this fall. Actually, I'm going back to South Bend to talk to them about what we might be able to do, what the data tells them already, which they should know, and whether we can put more of our efforts into the health education intervention in the community settings and the neighborhood settings. Thank you very much.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah, I liked your presentation, Carol, but I loved your graphics. I have to tell you the truth.